I think the Rockets and the Texans are both in what I like to call no man's land, where they're okay. They're good.
They're third in the West. They're okay?
Okay. The Texans were fourth in the AFC. What are they?
They're below okay. They're below
interesting
average.
How that works.
Yeah, but they were...
It's all... Here's the thing. Where the Texans are relative to the Patriots is about where the Rockets are relative to the Warriors. So...
No. No.
Yeah.
No. Okay. No.
You're one of those guys who's like, that was the closest five-game series in the history of five-game series.
No, but I'm just telling you, I think the gap is wider between the Patriots and the Texans than it is between the Warriors and the Rockets.
Maybe.
Much wider.
No, not much wider.
Yeah.
Okay.
What the most important position on the team is their weakest position.
Right.
Yeah. And because of that...
Defense is half the game. Offense is half the game. Texans, great defense.
Yeah, and
horrible offense. Rockets, great offense.
Yeah?
Horrible defense.
Below average. Not horrible. Below
really?
Average. Yeah. Below average.
Let's go with the statistical measurement
okay.
of that.
So they gave up 127 to the Bucks. Big deal.
Is that good?
It's not great.
I'm not totally
it's not great. I think what you're seeing is the Rockets are a little banged up.
Okay.
They've gone through a stretch here where they've lost what? 5 out of their last 8?
Yeah, I guess it's about right.
Yeah. But a lot of it has to do with I think they're a little tired, they're weary. They're feeling old.
That happens when you run the kind of offense that they do.
It does.
But that's also part of the gig. That's what they signed up for. That's what they want to be. When you get tired, suddenly it's a little harder to hit threes. And when that's the only thing you know how to do, it makes things somewhat difficult.
You sound like Joel now. Have you been listening to the show? They do more than just hit threes.
No, they don't.
Did you watch the game last night?
Yeah.
Did you?
What'd they do?
Dude, the fourth quarter.
They lost to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah. Well, the fourth quarter, there was tons of penetration. Sometimes your shot doesn't fall. Doesn't fall. And they played horrible defense and turned the ball over. It had nothing to do with shooting.
First of all, they shot
40% from three and 50%
from the field.
They played
horrible defense and turned the ball over. That's pretty much every game they play. Can we agree with that?
Yes.
That's a given with this team.
Yes.
Now, the difference is when they win, they shoot a ton of threes and they hit a high percentage.
What's a good percentage from three?
40? As a team? That's 40? Solid.
That's what they shot last night.
Yeah.
And they shot 50% from the field. The problem is they had 22 turnovers, which takes away from their ability to score when you're turning the ball over. You're taking points away and giving up points. And so I don't think, shooting's waning.
They also got out-rebounded by double digits because they've built this team to where they don't really care about what happens underneath the basket.
That was my big concern at the start of the season.
They shoot the ball, and then they get back on... defense. Quote fingers, defense.
I mean, think about this, though. Three of their five guys on the floor usually, especially starter-wise, plays above-average defense. Capella, Ariza, and Beverly. Beverly's been a stopper this year. Beverly's played well, so has Ariza. Those three guys play good defense. Not great, not, you know.
Stylistically, you could put and here's what I'll say about the Rockets. The Rockets don't have a great defensive player on the team.
Okay.
Patrick Beverly's a good defensive player. He's a high effort
guy.
I
think Ariza might be underrated as
Ariza is a past his prime good defensive player.
Okay.
There was a time when I think Trevor Ariza was a much better defensive player than he is now.
I still think when they need a stop, if it's not somebody that Beverly's guarding, it's Ariza, and that goes for fours and fives.
The problem is when they built this team the way they did, and when you go up and down the court the way that they do, like a couple good defensive players isn't going to make a difference because defense isn't a priority in the Rockets' game plan, and it won't be as long as Mike D'Antoni's there, and what wasn't really when Kevin McHale was here.
Yeah, it certainly isn't a priority.
So their goal is to outscore everybody. And some nights they're just not going to do that. And shooting 50% from the field, it's probably not going to get it done most nights, and especially for a team that doesn't play defense. So if your goal is to outscore everybody and have a ton of possessions and just volume bleep everybody, you've got to shoot better than 50%, and because the other team is probably going to shoot 55-60%, which the Bucks shoot last night, close to that.
59, yeah.
Yeah, so that's, to me, that's the problem.
Yeah.
And they didn't have an answer for the front court players, whether it was Jabari Parker or Antetokounmpo, which I don't know if I mean, I guess he's a forward, so he is technically a front court guy. You know, Greg Monroe, and even Plumlee, you know, guy, they just don't have answers for teams that have good front court play. And I think that's going to be, that's the problem for them long term. But again, the whole point of this was, I think the Rockets are in that no man's land where they're not bad enough that you want to blow it up and start over. Just like the Texans aren't that bad that you want to just say, oh, everybody's out of here, we're starting fresh. But they're not good enough to win a title. So you're, especially as a fan, you're just in that weird spot of like, well, I know my team's not going to win a championship, but they don't suck. What is that? I mean,
that's welcome to Houston, baby.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.